Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Founded in 1954, Berkshire County ARC provides a broad range of community-based services to 650 individuals and developmental disabilities, brain injuries, and autism throughout Berkshire and Hampden counties in Massachusetts. The agency offers three-day programs, 35 residential programs, employment services, citizen and self-advocacy programs, respite services, and an adult family care program, and zip and sort mail services, which I have no idea what that means, but we'll find out. On Saturday, March 28th, the Berkshire County ARC Down Syndrome Family Group will host a very cool event. It's the 2015 Berkshire County Sprout Film Festival at the Berkshire County Community College in Pittsfield. The festival begins at noon and will feature short films about individuals with various disabilities, their lives, and personal achievements. Here to tell us more, we welcome Jessica Dennis, Adult Family Care Case Manager at Berkshire County ARC, and Amy Robant, who is the Director of Family Services at Berkshire County ARC as well. Jessica, Amy, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thanks, Joe.
Very nice to have you with us. So how did this idea for the Sprout Film Festival come to be?
The Sprout Film Festival came out of our Down Syndrome family group and their desire to do some kind of a community awareness raising event, kind of helping the community understand folks with developmental disabilities a little bit better. And this is actually going to be the 7th annual Sprout Film Festival that we've hosted. And we're really excited for this one in particular. We've got 13 great films to show everybody this weekend.
So before we get into the films and what happens, how does the evening run, roughly?
So it's actually a daytime event. We really try to make sure it's as family-friendly as possible. So films will start around noon, and they run for about 90 minutes. And we're excited to be at Berkshire Community College this year at their Robert Boland Theater, which means we've got a lot more space and seats available for community members this time around.
Can spread your legs and elbows.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
And so, like I said, we've got 90 minutes worth of films, and then following a short or a small reception with catered food and an opportunity to check out some photography work by some of the individuals in BARC's brain injury programs.
So now, when it comes to the actual films, how are these made?
I think all of these films are through this Sprout organization, and Jessica maybe say a little bit more, but each of these films are either made by or about or starring people with developmental disabilities. So it's really a range. And every year they've picked different films to showcase, but there's, I think, hundreds of films through the Sprout organization that's based in New York.
Yeah, Sprout collects lots and lots of films that, like Amy said, feature or tell the stories of folks with developmental disabilities. And the films range from kind of documentaries, kind of exploring a particular moment in somebody's life or what it's like for a parent to find out they're going to have a child with a disability. But some of them are like music videos featuring artists with disabilities. Some of them are short dramas where the storyline is actually written by somebody with a disability, and then maybe they and their friends are the actors in that story. Really unique films. And Sprout does a nice job of kind of making these films accessible to a much broader audience than they would have otherwise.
So it makes a connection, I assume, as to of what the range of disabilities and the range of issues that organizations like yourself are dealing with, right?
Right. Some of the films kind of talk about the history of people with developmental disabilities and maybe what life was like living in institutions or kind of prior to the movement to really get people living in communities and integrated into communities. And other films kind of talk about more modern, you know, challenges people might face. What is it like for somebody with a disability to explore attending classes at a community college, for example?
And when it comes then to what it is you do, it gives you an opportunity to say, okay, this is how we
work with and encounter some of these issues, I assume.
I think, you know, one of the most inspiring and moving parts of some of these films is that it really shows the human experience and sort of the day-to-day lives sometimes of people with disabilities and how they're not so different than anybody else's, right? And some of these films might portray a sibling talking about, you know, their brother or sister with Down syndrome and how that's totally normal for them and no different than any other sibling. And I think, to me, that's a big part of the message, right, is sort of normalizing the experience of people with disabilities as just another community member, just like anybody else. So these films, I think, are very poignant in that way and really hit home that point, I think.
So let's talk about the day job. So when we say you're director of family services, what does that mean?
Sure. So as part of Berkshire County ARC, you said a great introduction about all of our programs. We really serve so many people in the area, but our division in particular works with individuals and families who are living at home in the community. So they're living with a parent or a sibling. And so our services are really about supporting them. And we offer trainings and social and recreational events, networking, as well as sort of some service navigation, some case management. In addition to that, we have an adult family care program that's a MassHealth funded program that helps us provide nursing and case management, as well as a stipend to families who are caring for someone at home. So that's a big part of our department, and we're serving. We've got, you know, something like 175 families through our family support center and our adult family care program, serving about 110 families across the county. So that's just one division of BARC, but that's kind of the area that we, Jessica and I, both work in.
And when it comes to adult family care, it's very similar. It's the same.
Right. So adult family care, like Amy said, is kind of one program that we're able to offer.
One overall program.
Right. Out of our advocacy department and the Family Support Center.
And the family support services are more directly funded through the Department of Developmental Services. Yeah. Or in New York would be OPWDD. So
a lot of letters.
Yes, you got to learn all the acronyms.
Yeah.
But we'll help you. That's our program is really about helping those families who are living in the community and taking care of their family member at home.
How do they typically come to you? Is it what is the referral process like?
It can be really a range. I mean, depending on what they're looking for, certainly anyone can call with questions about their family member. So sometimes we have families that call with a particular question about a service, or families who have kids in the school system and are curious about the services their kids are getting and some questions about that. Sometimes they're referred through the Department of Developmental Services, or they may have another connection to the agency. Maybe their family member works through our vocational services or attends one of our day programs. But oftentimes, I would say it's often word of mouth. It's often a family connecting with another family and saying, you should give them a call. So it really is a range where we welcome all calls. And again, you know, if we don't have the service or the program that they're looking for, we really strive to make sure that we're connecting them with whoever does. So there's lots of great other organizations in the area that we work with collaboratively and can connect people to if they need to.
I was surprised by the size of your coverage area. I mean, that's a huge area, both Berkshire and Hamden counties. I mean, that's a big area.
Berkshire County is pretty big. Yeah. And we do travel all over it. And then we do have several residences out in the Hamden County as well. We're pretty spread out.
And how much do you work with other organizations and other, I would assume, schools and facilities and hospitals, right? So there's a whole network of people that are also offering care that you would work with.
Absolutely. I think, a lot of BARC programs are funded and supported by the Department of Developmental Services. So that's a very close and collaborative relationship. But in addition to that, we are working with other nonprofit organizations in the area, United Cerebral Palsy, Berkshire Family and Individual Resources, and the Community Resources for People with Autism. These are all great organizations in our area that also support these individuals and families. So we do a lot of collaborative work with them. I'm trying to think of.
It's nice because sometimes those organizations will offer a program that we don't, and we can refer somebody to them, and they in turn refer somebody to us if we're offering something different, you know? So they're nobody's left, you know, in the cold or without a service.
Right, exactly.
Well, it's such wonderful work that you're all doing, and you can really see the fruits of this labor. Saturday, March 28th, the Berkshire County ARC. Is it ARC or ARC? What do you
ARC?
You call it ARC.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. It's part of kind of the national ARC affiliation.
Okay. Berkshire County ARC Down Syndrome Family Group, which will host the 2015 Berkshire County Sprout Film Festival at Berkshire Community College in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. For more information, you can go to our website. We have all the links there. It's wamc.org/roundtable, and we will have links to Berkshire County ARC as well as the Sprout Film Festival websites posted there. Jessica Dennis and Amy Robon, thank you very much for being with us and for the great work you do. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.